You're listening to SBS News.
After months of lockdown, Sunday Mass is back in Surreya village. The Nandalui clan are able to gather again safely thanks to high vaccination rates in the community. 90% of adults here have received both doses, and an enormous feat in a village where, only months ago, conspiracy theories ran rampant. Local dairy farmer Siruwayo Kabu Kabu says a lack of information and connectivity in the remote area on the outskirts of Suva are key reasons why many were initially hesitant.
Mostly on social media, everybody's on Facebook, everybody's sending messages around. If you have the vaccine, you have a metal inside your blood. If you have the vaccine, you'll be tracked anywhere you are.
Ms. Kabu Kabu is the secretary of the Naitasiri Women in Dairy, an organisation established in 2017 by a group of women dairy farmers. The goal, to share farming knowledge, issues, challenges and experiences encountered in a traditionally male-dominated industry. Recognising the community's reluctance to get vaccinated, the women coordinated a vaccination drive through the assistance of the Ministry of Health, and Ms. Kabu Kabu offered up her home as a location for the clinic. Through Australian government funding, they were able to provide transportation to the clinic, while in the lead-up, Ms. Kabu Kabu educated the community on the benefits of the vaccine.
If we get vaccinated, everything will be open up to you. You'll have to go to the market, the borders will be open, you can go to supermarkets. So everybody wants to be safe.
The vaccination drive in Surreya village is part of a wider campaign that's taken place across Fiji to ensure the nation is well protected against COVID-19. For months, medical teams trekked to remote communities in far-flung corners of the country. Fiji now has one of the world's highest vaccination rates, and now it has its sights set on leading the globe in child vaccinations. Dr. James Fong, who's leading Fiji's COVID-19 response, says so far 60% of children aged 15 to 17 have had both jabs, while the 12 to 14 rollout launched over the weekend.
We've achieved quite a lot of high vaccination coverage rates with our normal vaccination programs. Well, we want to achieve the same with children.
Vaccination drives have been taking place at schools across the country. Nurse Vasiseveya Vuku says while initially some parents were hesitant, many are now turning up at the clinics.
When it begins, they were low turn up, but now it's increasing. Once the children knew that the side effect is minimal side effect, we haven't received any complication or very serious side effect, so children are coming in large number.
Matai Akawola brought his two grandchildren to a clinic in Suva for their second dose.
With the different variants coming to the nation, we need to be prepared.
His granddaughter, Taya Ivini, says she's thrilled to be protected from the virus.
Well, I'm excited. At least I know I'm safe.
Alan Lee, SBS News.